Hey guys, this is Destiny Heart coming to you live from my apartment in Queens, New York City. I fell in love with podcasts back in November of 2019. Although they come in many flavors, I am especially drawn to book reviews and show fangirling. I am a Netflix lover, Wattpad lover, Instagram follower, decade music explorer, and I am also placing all my loves into one shareable basket, which is with you. No topic is off the table. Books, music, poetry, you name it. Every week we will be discussing books for days. And if you're ready to listen to all that beautiful glory, I will be with you in just a moment. Let's just say 5,000 years ago, or at least that's based on the research that I've been doing. I've been working on a story, a novel. I love saying that. And my research, I'm trying to incorporate matriarchal society within my book, within the story. So I had to do a lot of research on it. And there's very few matriarchal societies now. Like, very few. There's not that many. Because everyone knows the patriarchy. Fuck the patriarchy. As said in 13 Reasons Why by Jessica. At the end of season 3. But it's true. What a lot of people don't know is that 5,000 years ago, there wasn't, paternity was not yet discovered. So you already know what that means. Women were childbearing. And it was mysterious. No one knew why. Like, why kids just popped out of nowhere. Or at least maybe they knew, but like they didn't fully know. Like, they didn't know the information that we know now. They didn't know that a male sperm and a woman's egg have to join together for a baby to form. Like, they didn't know the birds and the bees talk. So, because women bore fruit like trees, childbirth was mysterious. And obviously, it was vital. And honestly, it was envied. Women were worshipped because of it. I mean, imagine a beautiful woman bears a child. And we all know that childbearing is actually pretty dangerous. Even though it's natural, it is very dangerous because the mother could die and the child could die. It's not an easy thing. You might see it as a sperm and an egg coming together. But actually, or what you already know is, it's the new form of life. You're bringing a human being into this world. A human being that grows, that ages, that starts on all fours, then walks on two legs, that speaks. Someone that you have to take care of, another human being, right? So, of course, women were worshipped because of this. And because of that, it was a predominantly female-dominated society. Or female-dominated cultures. Mainly. And you know what I think happened? Obviously, what happened is that the discovery of paternity came into effect, and they finally found out how that worked. And then when their eyes opened to that, they said to themselves, that's all a woman's good for. Just childbearing, just taking care of a household. That's it. Why should we, the men, allow the weaker sex, obviously, which they're not, because a man can't have a child. Can you imagine a man having a child? Like, try to picture that in your head. A man having a kid. Men don't know how easy they have it, because women have to go through so much. There is a cycle that we have to go through, and it is an emotional cycle. And it's not our fault, it's not our choosing, it's something that we have to go through. And despite going through that, we're still strong. But men were threatened by this female dominance. They didn't like it. In their eyes, all a woman was good for is having kids and taking care of the house, not actually providing for the family, not actually doing the field work. So, instead of just being equal and sharing responsibility and allowing a woman to choose whether she wants to take care of a household or provide for a family, or both, they took it away. They took that choice away, and they decided that they were going to become a male-dominant society. Hence, patriarchy being born. And it is sad that they were so envious and so jealous that they had to take away that choice, because they were threatened. Women are seen as submissive, fragile, weak. In reality, when you think about it, women are stronger and more powerful than a man ever can be. And a man knows this. A man knows that they're not the 100%. A woman is the 100%. But they used their psychology and made us believe that we're not, that they're the 100%. And I feel like that's how maybe white supremacy was born. Obviously, we know it's because of a race issue, but when you think about it, who is the head of white supremacy always? Is a woman? Maybe. But when you think about, let's say the women are the 10%, who is the 90%? Men. What do you think about the presidents of this country from 1 to whatever number they're at now? How many women have had the chance of even becoming a president? 0. How many have become governors, ministers, VPs? A very small amount. Patriarchal societies took over, and all that has happened is chaos. It's been pure chaos. Pure chaos. And I don't want to blame this on men, because not everything that's happened is because of men. Not everything that's happened with white supremacy is because of men. The white race wants to be in charge, and that is what white supremacy is. Because minorities are different. We're seen different no matter what we do. It doesn't matter what job we take. It doesn't matter what we contribute to society. We will always be seen as the weaker race. Do you see a pattern here? We've moved from genders to race. And it's not right. None of this is right. Why is there so much hate? Why do people have to be seen differently because of the way they look? Why do women have to be seen as the weaker sex, even though they're not? Why is there so much hate? And no matter how much we want to promote change, I feel like we're a very far away from it. Obviously, we have hope. Everyone has hope. But racism? Racism is probably never going to go away. Because even in light of everything that is happening, even though we see what's going on, there are so many hoods over many people's eyes, and they still believe in what they believe, even though it's wrong. And I can't tell you how to live your life. I can't tell you what to believe, but seriously? You believe what you believe. But why? There are so many people that support President Trump. And my question is, why? Why support such a man? He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. In the midst of everything that is going on, a pandemic, a civil rights movement, another pandemic that may happen, in the midst of all this, he is getting rid of bills that were made before him. He is trying to erase everything that Obama has done. Getting rid of Obamacare. Probably is getting rid of Obamacare. Taking rights away from transsexual people. There are so many things that he's doing. But it's not the time to even be doing it. He shouldn't even be doing it. Why are you taking rights away from people? There is a pandemic going on and you're taking health opportunities away from people? All Trump cares about is money and himself and his own people. And I'm not even going to say his own people. He only cares about the rich of his own people. You're not rich, you don't have a chance. And when I say rich, I mean so wealthy, up to his level. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. And he is okay with everything that is going on, especially with the civil rights movement. He's okay with police officers treating innocent American citizens or innocent civilians like terrorists, even when they're peaceful. A man, not even a black man, a white man, a 70 plus year old white man, was pushed out of the way by a police officer, hit his head to the point of bleeding, And he has the audacity to blame the guy and say it's his fault. Innocent civilians protesting within their right outside of the White House. And he sends police officers, I think soldiers, to tear gas, to pepper spray, and to bulldoze them out of the way so that he can walk to a church and hold a Bible in his hand. And yet people still think that Trump is it. They say he's doing good in the world. They say he's making America great again. What is so great about America right now? Look at everything that's happened. Everything that is happening is just pure chaos. In a time when we're supposed to be coming together and making sure to stay healthy and to help other people stay healthy. In a time when we shouldn't be complaining about wearing masks in public because it's preventing you from getting sick. There is a pandemic, a global pandemic happening that is killing people. And the persons that die, the living, their family members, are not even able to see them. They're not even able to grieve the way they should be able to grieve. Because we all know that funerals are more for the living than it is for the dead. Because the dead doesn't know. But they're not able to grieve and see the families that have died. They're not able to have a funeral for them. So many people are dying. From older people in nursing homes to babies are dying. And it keeps rising. And everything that is going on that can be controlled is irrelevant. It shouldn't even be happening. There shouldn't be a civil rights movement. Why? Because we shouldn't have to tell you that we have rights, that we have a right to live, that we have a right to live a life. There shouldn't be a civil rights movement. There shouldn't be a Black Lives Matter movement. Because you should already know that we have a right to live. There should not be oppression because, as Jane Elliott puts it, there is only one race in the world. There's only one. They have created subcategories, but at the end of the day, there's only one. And that's the human race. It doesn't matter if you're Black. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're yellow. If you cut your arm all at the same time, the same color blood is gonna ooze out. If you do a scan of the nervous system, it is all the same. If you think about the organs in the body, it is all the same. And even though we might look differently and have different cultures and ethnicities and nationalities, we're all in the same form. We are all human beings. There is way too much hate, and it needs to stop. It really needs to stop. because all everyone is doing is causing chaos. There is only pure chaos. We went from gender bias to race bias. 5,000 years or more. It needs to stop. Anti-hate, pro-love. There have been so many activists, so many people on the right side of history. Most of them are gone now. Most of them have perished. And I was looking up a few. Specifically, I wanted Jane Elliott. I wanted her speech. But I came across a video of Toni Morrison. It's the first I'm ever hearing this name. It's been a very interesting month. I've been learning a lot about my history, and things that I knew before have become heightened because more history has been added up on top of that, especially Juneteenth, which I didn't even know about until Juneteenth. But Toni Morrison was an African American. She was a novelist, and she won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and she was widely regarded as a champion for repressed minorities. And I found a video of her talking about racism. Very powerful words, different interviews in one, but there's one that specifically stood out, and it's one that I'm going to share with you to end this podcast. And before I do, I want you to understand, to see the injustice and realize there is a problem. To be on the right side of history. Now here's a word from my sponsor.
White person, I don't mean the person who is examining his consciousness and so on, doesn't understand that he or she is also a race. It's also constructed. It's also made. And it also has some kind of serviceability. But when you take it away, I take your race away. And there you are, all strung out. And all you got is your little self. And what is that? What are you without racism? Are you any good? Are you still strong? You still smart? You still like yourself? If you can only be tall because somebody's on their knees, then you have a serious problem. And my feeling is white people have a very, very serious problem. And they should start thinking about what they can do about it.